talking to Carbondale Terrier head coach Brian Lee. And Coach Lee, to Muscoota here on Saturday, first round of the 5A playoffs. And on paper, for some reason, it doesn't look like a traditional 5-12 matchup.
Yeah, they've got a 1,400-yard running back. And I think that anytime you put that on paper, that's going to garner some attention. They've played some really tough opponents. They've got a really good team. Offensively, they have a really big line. They have two kids that are 6'5", 320. They're a really tough out. It's a pretty tough first round draw for us. But you know, at this time of year, they're all tough. So they're going to come. They're going to be ready to play, and we better be ready to match them.
You talk about Willis, the 1,400-yard running back. He's also got 25 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like he's kind of our, in some ways, kind of a combination of Gabe and T-Mac for us. He's been, you know, he can do it all kinds of ways. We see him run some screens where he's good at, but you know, really, he's a good downhill runner. When his shoulders get north to south, he can bounce it outside. He's got great speed, from what I understand. He's in the like top 10 in the state in the 100, and it shows on film. Like he's a good running back. He is the cog that drives their offense for sure.
They've got a couple of nice receivers in Middleton and Jones on the wideouts. Both of them over 20 receptions on the year.
Yeah, those guys are both good. One of them runs a jet sweep pretty well as well, so he's got some rushing yards. They're both there, kind of his go-to guys. You know, a team that runs the ball as well as they do and as often as they do can really create a lot of havoc when all of a sudden they throw the ball. And so we've seen a little bit of that already this year, teams that want to run the ball to throw it. And so hopefully we can be prepared for that. But they got some kids who can catch the ball. And, you know, you look at our receiving yards, and we have a bunch of kids who have a bunch of yards and a bunch of catches. We kind of spread it out where it seems like those are kind of their two go-to guys when they get in the pinch.
And also, as far as the offense and defense of both ball clubs, they kind of mirror each other. The Terriers are averaging 44 a game. Muscoota averages 36 a game. Defensively, pretty close there. Terriers giving up 21. Muscoota giving up about 23.
Yeah, there are some similarities there. I feel like, we look at, like, we kind of talk about the season as post-Cahokia, before Cahokia, and we feel like we've really been clicking offensively. And so I think we scored 220-something points in our last four games. And so, you know, I like what we're doing offensively. You know, offensively, they've put up some big numbers, too. I think our defense, you know, they're doing a great job as well. So, you know, like a lot of people have talked to me about, hey, this is going to be a shootout. This is going to be the last team that scores. And that could very well be. But I also wouldn't be surprised if both teams came out and played some pretty effective defense and you see a little bit less of a high-scoring affair. But, you know, what do I know?
Coach, thanks a lot, and I'll see you after the game on Saturday.
Sounds great, Roger. Thanks, as always, for coming out.